Swingate TD has been dramatically axed as a candidate for the next general election. That's how the Irish Daily Mail describes the case of Fine Gael deputy Maria Bailey. Emma Jane Hayde reports that following the decision to drop Ms. Bailey, taken at a private meeting of the party's executive council in Dublin last night, the TD immediately hit back. She criticised the Fine Gael hierarchy's handling of the issue and said she would now take time to reflect on the matter. As the Irish Times notes, Maria Bailey came into the spotlight over a personal injury claim linked to a fall off a swing in a Dublin hotel, which was ultimately withdrawn. The Irish Independent's political correspondent John Downing comments that one would be inhuman not to have some sympathy for Maria Bailey's suffering, but she was also the author of her own downfall. A director of Quinn Industrial Holdings has said that many of the death threats made to the directors of the company were communicated face to face and then reported to police. So the Irish News reports in its lead story. John McCartan, a former Fine Gael councillor in County Leitrim, said he was repeatedly threatened by people he later identified to Gardaí. Mr. McCartan said he feared that police inaction meant the trail had gone cold on a lot of the information he provided since 2015. A Garda spokesman told the paper that the commissioner, Drew Harris, was happy with the progress of the investigation. The Irish Daily Mail and Irish Daily Mirror reports that information on mobile phones belonging to Cyril McGuinness, found during the raid on his house last Friday in connection with the investigation into the attack on Kevin Lunny, led to the arrests of two men and a woman yesterday. In the Irish Examiner, it is reported that the Garda ombudsman, GSOC, is looking into whether Gardaí properly investigated the complaint of a woman who said she had been repeatedly contacted by a judge who was dealing with her family law case. The woman alleges that the judge had contacted her by text and phone after she appeared before him. That story is by Michael Clifford. Get over the tracker rate scandal, says the lead headline in The Independent. That advice is a summary of the words of the head of the Belgian bank KBC, who the paper says has dismissed the central bank's crackdown on mortgage overcharging as annoying and called on Irish regulators to turn the page. What reporter Sean Pogachnik calls the tone-deaf remarks of Johan Theis came as the lender's Irish unit set aside another €18 million in expectation that a central bank fine could soon come for its role in blocking or removing customers from low-interest tracker mortgages a decade ago. People seeking to become Irish citizens will be relieved by the Court of Appeal overturning a ruling which stated that they could not leave the state at all in the year preceding their application. So the Irish Times reports in its lead story, quoting organisations working with migrants. The three-judge court described the ruling in July by Mr Justice Max Barrett in the High Court, which caused major uncertainty among applicants, as unworkable, unduly rigid and an interpretive absurdity. Terror at Tedfest is the headline in the Irish Sun. Gordon Deegan reports from Ennis Circuit Court, which heard yesterday that a drunken farmer pulled a fake gun from his pants during a violent row over cow dung at a popular Father Ted tribute event. With only 39 shopping days till Christmas, the Times reports that the business organisation responsible for installing Christmas lights in Dublin City is coming under increasing pressure to remove a new sign welcoming shoppers to the Grafton Quarter. The old sign in Grafton Street said Nullig Hunna Dit. The head of the Restaurants Association of Ireland is quoted as saying, "No one calls it the Grafton Quarter. They should just take it down and put the other sign back up." "What on earth is the Grafton Quarter?" asks Philip Nolan in a column in the Mail. He describes the new illuminated sign as a puerile rebranding exercise. "We demand our Nullig Hunna lights back," he says.